share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 36-year-old man was arrested and remanded for 3 days after allegedly hurling abusive words against a policeman who issued him a summons for committing a road offense. According to Johor Bahru Selatan District Police Chief, JBS, Assistant Commissioner Mode Padsley Mode Zain, the incident happened during Operasi Lampu Merah that was carried out at Jalan Mutiara Emas Puta at 11 p.m. on 17 December, reported Harian Metro. He said the suspect's car number plate was found not following specifications while the exhaust pipe was found to be modified. The traffic police then issued 2 summonses for the offenses. However, the suspect became upset and decided to record a video of the traffic officer. The owner of the car was not satisfied because he was summoned and recorded a video of the traffic officer involved who was on duty, Mode Padsley said. When he was about to leave, the owner of the car hurled abusive words in a loud tone. In the video, the man can be heard saying that he has been using his car for 10 years and the authorities did not tell him that his number plate did not follow the specifications. The man can also be heard saying that he has a valid road tax and driving license. https://world.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/12/screen_recording_202021-0941021-0941-online-video-cutter.com_.mp4. In a second video, the man makes a scene and questions why the officer did not issue summons to other cars that apparently had tinted windows and faulty number plates as well. https://world.abuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/12/screen_recording_202021-0941021-Facebook-online-video-cutter.com_.mp4. Mode Padsley said the officer from the Investigation and Traffic Enforcement Division of the Johor Bahru Selatan District Police Headquarters IPD, JBS, then lodged a police report. On the other hand, the suspect also lodged a police report at the Sesha Indah Police Station, but was arrested for investigation instead. Mode Padsley said that a review of past criminal records showed that the suspect had a criminal record involving drug cases. He added that a urine test was done on the suspect but the results came out negative. The suspect was remanded for 3 days from yesterday, the 19th of December, until tomorrow, the 21st of December, and the case is being investigated according to Section 186 of the Penal Code and Section 14 of the Minor Offences Act 1955, he said. On the 15th of December, PDRM in Johor began the operation to hunt down vehicle owners who use number plates that do not follow the specifications. This includes tampering with the license plate of a vehicle by changing the letters and numbers and the spacing, making it confusing and difficult to read. When speeding or accident cases take place that involves criminal activity and there is a need to identify the vehicle's number plate, suspects may escape the penalty. Owners of fancy vehicle numbers can be prosecuted under Section 14(4) of the Road Transport Act 1987, Rule 6(1), Lane 173/69 and Section 108(3)(f) 1987. Also read, man who got saman for allegedly using phone while driving shares his side of the story. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.